I'm sorry, baby.
I changed this to today for you.
I'm going to make it up to you.
How?
I'm going to take you away for the weekend. I'll get a plane. We'll go to Cabo. We'll stay in Melbourne. I'm going to get you a nice lobster from Edith's. I don't care if he's in the Arctic shelf. Get James Cameron on the phone. Get Dana Gordon on the phone. Tell her assistant, if she does not call me back, I will f*** her worse than I did in Cabo in 92.
Pamir, Cabo San Lucas is beautiful this time.
Isn't it spring break?
Well, I hope not. E would be real upset if he missed spring break.
E always did appreciate a good old-fashioned wet t-shirt contest.
Nah, he's gonna have a great time. Excuse me, can I have another shot of Patron?
Dos, por favor.
All right, get it in here.
Cabo.
Cabo. Yeah.
John, what's up?
Morning. I'll tell you, I love that intro.
You love that? You know what? I knew you liked that one. That's why I played it twice.
I like that new that Cabo song in the beginning. Is that Sammy Hagar?
That's Van Halen.
Van Halen.
Van Halen, the Cabo Wabo. Yeah.
All right. Well, we always forget to do this, but I'm Johnny Starr from Star
Rhonda
Fireworks.
Banker. Yes.
That's Rhonda Banker.
And this is episode 43.
43. Sitting in Cabo San Lucas in what I call the dining room.
Of Casa Star. Once again, it's 2:55 in the morning.
2:55 in the morning. We're doing a podcast. We've been out since 4 o'clock watching the Patriots just
come back
rebound.
Huge, yes.
Oh, my God.
And we've had some, and we're sitting at the table with Oscar, who was with us the last time.
Hey. Oh. Yeah. Exactly.
And also with Louie. Who's once again preoccupied? Hey, Lou.
Once
hey, he's going? Always preoccupied. And we had a you know the betting what's the word I'm looking for the proper etiquette of betting. Well, Louis wasn't aware of this because we went and we bet some bets this morning, and I bet New England for him, and then. Like 5 minutes before the Super Bowl, he went because there are casinos here in Cabo,
yes.
And you can bet the sports book, which is shocking. But and then he went and turned around and bet Atlanta.
In all my life, Ron, and I didn't really know much about football, but knew about taking bets. That's for sure.
Yes, you did.
And I've never seen anyone bet against themselves.
No, I know.
And then with the commissions that they're going to pay being in Mexico, they're actually going to lose money either way.
The VIG.
And they were happy about that.
Yeah, the juice is, as you know.
I think they just wanted to win, not really win the money.
But yeah, you won't win anything because you're paying juice.
They were winning in their mind, but they weren't winning any money.
So what did you do in your in true form?
Well, because I just wanted to go along with the group. Uh-huh. I said to Louis, I says, here, I'll give you $50 and bet $50 for me.
And you bought him out.
Well, no, I gave him the money because I thought we were all on New England and the under.
Right.
And then Louis's like, yeah, I got Atlanta Falcons because I got friends in Atlanta.
Right.
What makes no sense to me at all. I got friends in Brazil. I don't bet on Brazil.
Right.
So anyways.
You do like coffee.
Yeah, well, yeah, I do. So then I found out that I just bet the wrong team.
Mm-hmm.
And then your brother-in-law, Tommy, Vitamin T, he's not sitting in right now, but he was there at the game.
Yeah.
He also gave Louis money to bet on the Falcons, but he was already your partner on New England.
Uh-huh.
So that really threw me up.
Yeah.
So then I said, well, why don't I just buy you out, Tommy, because I already gave 50 to Louis. Why don't you just take my action? And we switched it. But then when we were losing, I really thought the mojo was off because of all this back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found out.
But the mojo, the mojo came through. The football gods came through.
Yes. Well, and I was praying to the football gods.
2 minutes left.
It doesn't matter. There's, we it's were a football ahead. Game. Do you even know how many minutes are in a football game? No. There's
there
six.
Are 15 minutes in a quarter.
Okay, so there's 60 minutes in a football game, and you gotta win it at the end. It takes 60 minutes to win a game.
That game was so close, it was like a basketball game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was. And the sweet thing is, many times Louis will say to me that Louis's exact words are, I can't even win the bet if I was betting if the puck was black. So
yeah.
it was very sweet revenge.
It
for
was
me.
Sweet revenge. And I yes. and you know, every time I would walk over by that table with the football pool, and they have a condo here as well in Pedregal.
Yeah.
And they're all for the Atlantic Falcons. I mean, they're all over that.
Right.
And every time I walk over, they're like laughing and high fiving and joking, and they're like, you know, Oh, you're in for the Patriots. And they're like, you know, like doing their little tears.
Right.
And then when I went over there to say, hey, is that on the final? And the guy's like smoking a cigar, and he just starts yelling at me. He's like, it's always the final. I'm like, okay, Mr. Cranky. I mean, you know, when he's losing, now that they're losing, they're all upset. But I wasn't upset.
Well, yes. And that's, you know what? People hate the New England Patriot. They hate Tom Brady. They hate Bill Belichick. They hate, you know, Deflategate and all that stuff. So, you know, it just everybody's betting against.
I mean,
I think literally everyone in that sports bar except me and you wanted Atlanta to win. Did you bet on it, Oscar, at all?
No, I did want to bet. Would have made some nice money.
You were for New England.
He was New
England. Yeah,
but you didn't bet. You didn't.
No,
you didn't place a bet.
No,
oh,
I didn't
okay.
get to bet. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was. I honestly, for the first, you know, half of that game, I really thought I was like at a Trump protest. I mean,
it was bad. Yeah, it was really bad.
It was terrible.
I you know what? And I got something else for you. What does this mean to you? Hacked by SA3D, hack 3D, long live the Peshmerga.
You know what? I don't know what that means. All I know is you told me this morning when I woke up, we were sitting in a pool, that our website.
Well, our website was hacked.
Our website was hacked by some Turkish people.
A Kurdish person. I had to look it up. I don't know where Kurds were from. I thought it was cottage cheese. I had no idea. Right. But they're from Turkey, apparently. Mesopotamia, I guess.
I made
a Mesopotamia of that. That's for sure.
I was a little shocked that when someone hacks your website, they let you know it just says hacked on there. I mean, so.
Well, I think he was. I think this hacker is just. He just wanted to. He just does it. Because I Googled it right away. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yes, last night, because we had recorded the last episode, and I was waiting for our programmer to put it up. So I kept refreshing our website, and then I saw it, and I saw that hacked by whatever, blah, blah, blah. So right away I texted our guy, but he didn't respond until the morning, obviously. But there are some people who will hack a website and do things that are much more
diabolical
than what happened to ours. Our guy just wanted to be known, because I Googled it right away, and there came up a whole bunch of things with this exact thing. So that's how I knew what this was. But all this, according to our web designer, all this guy did was went in and changed the name of the last episode.
Which, I mean, I almost drowned laughing so hard. I mean, so not only did we name the episode, he went in and hacked all of it to rename the episode. I mean,
right.
At least I'm happy we have another follower. But my point is, you know, I mean, it's a hate crime. And he's on my list.
He's on your list.
He's on my list. And, you know, don't put it past me to fly to the Kurds or wherever I got to go.
Turkey. Mesopotamia. You've been known to travel for less.
Yeah, I'll never forget when a guy put me on hold in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I says, I can go anywhere on an airplane. I will wrap that phone cord around your neck when I get there. And he didn't believe me. And I went to New Jersey. Uh-huh. But anyway, so, you know, he's on my list. It's definitely a hate crime. And the reason it's a hate crime is because he hates our title.
I guess.
Yeah.
Everyone's a critic.
Yes.
Maybe he thought he was helping you out.
But instead of hacking, he should just ask, and we'll let him name them from now on. I mean, because this cost me $85.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, good news is, like you said, we have another follower. Bad news is that, and actually we learned it's going to cost you a little bit more. It's like $185 because we have to add some more security software to our hosting package.
I love this free podcast advertising.
Star Fireworks.
Does anyone even know we're from Star Fireworks?
Star Fireworks, Fargo, North Dakota. Yeah. We'll make sure to mention it.
If any of you guys from Turkey are out there, I just want you guys to know, you got two options. Either you come into Star Fireworks in North Dakota and you buy $185 worth of stuff, or I'm coming to Turkey and I'm getting justice. I'm going to rename his kids when I get there. I'm going to say, who's your wife's name? I don't like her. Kids, bring the kids over.
Change this.
I'm changing the kids' names.
Change this.
It's a hate crime.
It is amazing that someone would go through all that trouble. And I don't know. I mean, Oscar's younger than us by like half. So I typically associate younger people with being computer literate compared to us. I mean, would you know how to hack? Is it easy?
No, not at all.
No, okay.
That's science to me. I don't know.
It's amazing that they would. You would think if they took that time that it took to hack. I don't know how. Maybe it took 3 seconds. Maybe like our programmer had a password 123. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But how would he even find ours? I mean, there's literally billions
and
of
why
or millions
is he,
of websites.
Is he that worried about our website?
Our
name. I mean,
how did he say? Hey, here's and it's for Turkey, for God's sakes.
I'm going to just tell you what. We had a lot of good podcast names.
Right.
I would have really been upset if he changed a few more. So what did he what was it? What did he change it to?
It was the last one. Not the one. This last one that just went up was Can you say it? Buenavidos a Casa Star.
Oh, yeah. Bienvenido a Casa Star.
Welcome
to Casa Star. Star.
Right. He didn't change that name because our programmer hadn't put it up yet. So what he changed was the name of the one before, which was called Amplified. So he changed that. But he changed it to...
I didn't really like that name.
I didn't ask you. Sometimes I'll consult you and sometimes I won't.
I know.
I didn't consult you on that one. So
I think from now on you have 185 reasons to consult me. Because obviously me and a Turkish guy get along pretty much because I named all the other episodes. And went on your own. You went rogue. And this is what happened.
In my defense, you're in Cabo, and sometimes it's hard to get a hold of you. So, no, he literally changed it to Hacked by SA3D, Hack 3D. That's what it said.
Oh, that's what he named it.
That's what the name. He changed the title to that, and so people knew that he had hacked our website.
It's a hate crime, and I'm after him.
Well, Johnny, have you checked to see how many followers he has? Maybe you could link up with his.
Oh yeah, no, we're gonna put out the search.
You said something this morning about you're gonna build a wall or something around him. I think you said.
And what did I? That was a good one.
We have to stop having conversations when we're not recording because it was funny. But.
Yeah.
So we are in Cabo.
We're going to build a firewall so we don't get any more of this stuff. That's what we're going to do.
I think we need a firewall. We're in Cabo. One of the famous things about Cabo is the arch out there. So I have a little information on the arch. You want to hear it?
Yes.
It's a distinctive rock formation at the southern tip of Cabo San Lucas, which is itself the extreme southern end of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. The arch is locally known as El Arco, which is...
It's Arch, yeah.
Yeah, the Arch. Yeah, okay.
Me and Oscar, we walked down today from the, or I should say Oscar and I, walked down from the house to the marina, walked the whole marina, then we went around that breathless, walked on the beach, and then we went swimming in the ocean. We did all kinds of, like, walking and triathlon
stuff. The two of you
stuff.
Together holding hands in the ocean?
We weren't really holding hands, and we were, you know, playing patty cake a little bit, but that's okay. So anyways,
playing tummy sticks.
We were on the beach, and what I said to Oscar, I go, everyone just thinks that's like a rock, but it really is the end of the, you know, the world, of the end of the continent. I mean, you know.
Well, that was actually that's exactly my next sentence. It is here that the Pacific Ocean becomes the Gulf of California. Yeah that's land's end.
So, I mean, you know, it's kind of cool when you're looking, you're like, yeah, it looks like a rock. And I see all kinds of rocks in Hawaii the same way. But when you think about it, you're like, wow, this is really the end of the world right there. I mean,
North America, I guess.
America,
So it is very cool. And I didn't know this until my brother-in-law, Vitamin T, pointed out that it's sometimes the water goes down and you can actually walk under it.
There's... Oh, I've done it many times.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really? How often does it occur?
Every Thanksgiving, you go to the beach and it's fine.
And you can walk under it?
Yeah, you walk under an arch.
I heard people like have wedding photos there and stuff. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, it's pretty famous.
No, this is the first time you've been here.
Yeah, no, but I've seen it in the, like, postals or stuff, and it's a really common picture for people that are going to go get married. Take
and have you there. Have and you gone out to the arch on a boat?
Yes.
Did you see Scooby-Doo?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
No.
Now, I'm a big Scooby-Doo fan.
I saw the finger of God's finger. What's the lightning bolt-looking rock? What's that one called?
I don't know, but the Scooby-Doo is the only one that sticks out in my mind.
That may be Pelican Rock.
No, I don't know. What's Scooby-Doo? I need to know.
It's got, like, Scooby-Doo's ears and stuff. The rock looks just like Scooby-Doo, and he's got his ears up, and it, you know, and they say, that's Scooby-Doo. And I'm like, wow, that really is Scooby-Doo.
It looks just like my paper towel holder.
Mm. Oh, yes. I love that paper towel holder.
I'll trade you for the Kiss autographed sign.
I would do that just to piss off Vitamin T. Could you imagine if I gave you the signed 1997 Sammy Hagar Red Rocker jersey for a Scooby-Doo paper towel holder?
Well, I want the Kiss thing. But
I'm giving you the Red Rocker.
All right.
Because that'll just throw him over the edge.
I mean, well, you and Vitamin T have bonded on this trip. You're up his alley. You can hang at the
five. I think
five.
We were very close before.
Well,
no, not
right.
Really.
Well,
but,
well
no.
Right. You bonded more this trip. I mean, you know, he was expecting like you to want to go in at 1 o'clock every night and go to sleep.
I heard that, and yes. I'm you know, Paul thinks. He has a problem.
Our friend
before.
Paul. Our friend Paul, yeah.
He thinks he had a problem before. He's got a real problem with me now.
You're coming after him.
Because he told Vitamin T that, yeah, well, Johnny will go out for dinner and then he's going to go home and go to bed early. I have never gone to bed early in my entire life, even when I was a kid.
No, right.
Where that came from, I have no idea.
So you're much more a night person.
I'm a huge night person.
I'm a morning person.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you, Oscar?
Night person.
You're a night person?
Yeah. He's wide awake.
Well, yeah, and it's 3 a.m. We need to...
It's 3 a.m. The feeling's gone. How's that work for you, Louis?
Louis?
I'm right there.
You're a night person or a morning person?
Mostly a night person.
Yeah. Eyes look over. You're really ready to go to sleep.
Well, we have had a brutal schedule.
Yes. Yeah.
Pretty much 9 to 5 and 5 a.m., not 5 p.m. every day.
Yeah, you guys kind of hit the ground running. You know, you got to town, and you know, and which is good, don't it? That's what you got to do. And it was really an awesome. The whole day was awesome. But like I say, winning that, you know.
The
that
money
game
was, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was the best.
Well, here's a little bit more about the Arch. It's widely used in hotel advertising in the Los Cabos corridor. Cabos. Oh, yeah, it's late. The spot is a popular gathering area for sea lions. I've seen them.
And they're so smelly.
It's served.
I mean, I don't understand why, if they're in water.
Sea lions might need some deodorant.
They really do stink. I mean, you go around a boat and you're like, and they're all, you know, kind of like my voice. And you're happy to see them flapping their wings. And the minute you get over there, you're like, wait a minute.
What's that stench?
It's really bad.
The Arch served as a backdrop for the Marshall Tucker Band's third album under the leadership of Billy Sanders. Don't ask me who he is. I have no idea.
That amazes me because...
Yeah, I don't know the Marshall Tucker Band at all. Location is a great tourist attraction, as we said. It is... How tall do you think it is?
A good question.
The Arch?
Well, before you leave the movies, you know Troy was filmed there.
I do know that with Brad Pitt.
That was our first year that we were in Cabo.
Yes, Brad Pitt, the movie Troy.
I say the Arch is 18 meters tall.
All right, give me it in American, what, it's 18 meters.
It'd be about 54 feet.
Wait, let me get the calculator out.
It says here it's 3 stories tall, so it's about 36 feet, right? 36.
About 30 feet.
30, 10 or 12 feet.
10 or 12, 30, yeah, yeah. 36.
36.
So wasn't that far off.
No, you're close, within a third.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been under the rock with no water?
No, I think Johnny's right. It happens in the fall and may not happen every year. Mm. What Oscar doesn't know is most of the time the bottom's underwater, that you can ride a boat through it.
Oh, right.
It's occasionally that the bottom is sandy.
Oh. Really? See, I've never seen it where it wasn't. Well, the only time I went out there was in November, but I've never seen it where the where you ever can drive a boat through it, because I don't think it was tall enough.
Well, it's not a big boat. What? Yeah. Oh, you can float through it.
Yeah.
From the Sea of Cortez to the Pacific.
I mean, it's an actual beach where you can sit on the beach.
Ah, it's two beaches.
Two beaches.
Lover's Beach
and Divorce Beach. Yes. Now, what side is Divorce Beach on?
You know what? That is kind of odd. But apparently Divorce Beach is on the private side.
Pacific side.
Yes, on the Pacific side.
So you can't see the divorcees, which to me, I think you should. It should be the other way around, so you couldn't see the happily married couples
frolicking.
And, you know.
Divorce Beach is, the side with all the attorneys. And
yeah, that's probably what are over there. I see attorneys there. I see bankers there. I see a lot in that Divorce Beach.
I've seen one banker there for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, good God. You know what? We're going to keep this short, so we won't do much on fireworks.
Why would we?
You know what? Yeah, but I'll let you know. We've talked about this before in Hawaii. We were talking about how there's so much fireworks in Hawaii that they want to crack down. And we talked about a proposal to inspect shipping containers for illegal fireworks, and they had said they might not do it. But I guess that that proposal to inspect shipping containers for illegal fireworks is gaining momentum. The state's attorney general has just issued a legal opinion on his bill. So they introduced the bill, and one of the biggest obstacles is whether it is legal for the state to do random inspections without a search warrant. But this theme... this thing seems to be gaining momentum, so and they might start searching containers.
I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, you know, you want to keep out the bad and let me sell my firecrackers there, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This one from Israel. Police blew up 10 tons of confiscated fireworks. How much is 10 tons? It's got to be a lot of fireworks.
Well, a ton is 2,000 pounds.
Yeah,
so 20,000 pounds.
20,000 pounds.
But, of course, it's 20,000 pounds of gross weight, so that's probably about 8,000 pounds of actual gunpowder.
Yeah, they destroyed 10 tons of fireworks and hazardous toys. Why would you blow up some toys? In a controlled explosion in an isolated quarry in central Israel. The act was intended as a vital act of public safety. It also provided a spectacular show. So
I find it hilarious.
What do you
find
hilarious?
In Israel, they're bombing buses and they're blowing up toys.
Right.
I mean, exactly.
Exactly.
Didn't they just bomb some tourist over there, a tourist bus, like, I don't know, last year?
It's been known to have some issues.
Unless maybe we don't even know what happened. Maybe the tourist bus got too close to the toys. That's how it happened. You never know.
Maybe it could be. Yeah. another one. Dad's son threatened to kill neighbors on Christmas over fireworks and music. Here's a story. So
the dad threatened to kill the son, or son threatened to kill the dad.
Dad and son threatened to kill neighbors. So this was like
father and son project.
The father and son project. Yeah.
Whatever happened to the pancake breakfast?
Right,
can we just go for pancakes?
Little Pinewood Derby.
So and this was in Florida, Pompano Beach. Father and son were arrested in Pompano on Christmas Day after police said they threatened to kill their neighbors one by one. They're specific. We're not going to just kill you. We're going to kill you one by one.
I bet the neighbor they killed last was the funny one.
You keep saying that.
Because, usually you kill
You've changed your favorite funny person on this trip, like, several times. So, you know, I was the funny one, then Tommy, then Louie.
I haven't decided who I want to kill last.
All right.
But I do know I'm going to kill you guys one by one.
See, but and again, this is kind of like the same thing we talked about. We've talked about many times how they include fireworks in the lead of the story when it doesn't really need to be there, because they threatened to kill their neighbors one by one when they set off fireworks and played loud music. So I guess these people were just being annoying neighbors, playing music really loud, and maybe they lit off a firework or two. But I think it's probably more result of the story. According to the county sheriff's Hugo Rodriguez, 88, and his son Gonzalo Rodriguez, 61. They should have better things to do if you're 88 and 61.
The 88-year-old and the 61-year-old are going to kill their neighbors one by one.
They were allegedly armed with guns standing outside their home while their neighbors were throwing a party. So these people were throwing a party, and the neighbors stood outside, armed to the teeth, smoking cigarettes, just staring at them, you know what I mean, saying, I'm going to hurt you.
I can see the 88-year-old because, you know, it really doesn't matter where you die. You know, you go to prison, I can see it. How do you get your son to go along with this? Like, you know, doesn't he say, Dad, you have dementia. We're not going to take the arsenal out and shoot the neighbors. Did they lock him up? Are they gone now?
Well, I get the feeling that there's probably like one set of teeth between the two of them. I don't think they're really rocket scientists.
Well, so. At what age do old people sit on the porch and yell at kids to get out of their yard?
Well, Ron's already doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you own any guns?
No, my father is armed to the teeth, though, but not me.
So he'll be in the yard before you. Or were you going to join him?
No, he's kind of mellowed lately. Yeah. So.
But are you going to join him? Come on, Dad.
I would, yeah.
Let's have a little father and son time.
Yeah, these darn neighbors are playing music too loud. We'll just start, you know.
Well, I just think again, it's about the fireworks. You know, you like fireworks and loud music, and then you want to kill somebody.
Right.
Yeah. But don't they realize that guns make more noise than fireworks? So by you killing the neighbors one by one, aren't you creating a lot of racket?
You are.
Contradicting yourself.
Yeah. Like, I'll silence these people after I blow them up.
I make this loud noise. Yeah.
And I don't know how that affects the dogs either. I mean, we have medicine for the dogs on firecrackers, but we don't have medicine for gunshot. Their gun.
I'm guessing it only bothers the dog if you point the gun at the dog.
Well, it bothers the dog the most.
Yeah, and afterwards, the local news team interviews the other neighbors, and they say he was a quiet man. So, you know, and he went out.
I guess, well, he wanted to be quiet, and you wouldn't let him.
But the dog made a lot of noise.
North Dakota news. Legislators are going round and round on daylight savings time zone discussions. We talked about this quite a bit, how the time in Fargo, it's always dark, late. So you want it to change?
No, I like to keep it just the way
legislators
it is.
Are mixed on whether to support a North Dakota Senate bill that would repeal daylight savings time and institute a statewide central standard time law. So that would you don't want this to happen. You want it to stay the way it is.
Yeah, because I think North Dakota's like Alaska. It's light till 10:15 at night. I love it.
All right. Yeah, I do too. When I'm out there in July, it's
warm and it's nice. Yeah.
But not all year round.
No, that's in the summertime.
Oh. But that shouldn't change the summertime.
Well, we go on daylight savings time, and it does get dark out there later in the wintertime than it does like in Chicago because we're furthest west and still be in the same time zone. But still, it's just in the summertime where you really notice it. You know, I think in May, it doesn't get dark until 9 o'clock at night. 8:50, that's pretty dark in May.
Right.
But I think the time zone would put it, the time change would put it back to what you know now. It's just the winter it would adjust so it's lighter later in the wintertime.
Ron, has he always been this smart or what?
He's
only after 3.
Yes, basically what we're going to do is
after street tacos, his brain level goes up. It's a phenomenon
we are going to lower, according to what they're going to do. They're going to let it go lower one by 1 hour, and it's going to also go another hour in the wintertime. So it wouldn't be nothing I'm used to because I'm used to 10:15. So,
ironically, my birthday.
10:15.
Wow.
Okay. Ooh, spooky.
And normally I'm in Cabo on 10:15.
Do you know, Louis, what sign are you?
I'm well-balanced Libra.
A Libra.
He's a lot of fiber.
Well, yeah, he eats a lot of fiber. That's great.
By the way, Johnny, I have swum in your pool.
Yeah. You're a Libra, so, and you have swum in my pool, so to me that makes your sign slippery when wet. Which is probably
around here it is slippery when wet.
I noticed I was a little curious. I mean, I wasn't spying on you by any chance. I just
I can't wait to hear this.
I just happened to, you know.
Where is the camera?
No, I just happened to. I'm getting a drone just to fly it in your bedroom. But I happened to walk down there today, Ron. We were waiting for.
Did you see the puppet show?
No, I didn't. But, you know, he had no shirt on. He was putting baby oil all over himself.
And really?
Then he was preparing to go to strip club. So I think there's a connection there. I always thought the strippers put the baby oil on, but apparently Louis does it before he goes to the strip club.
He likes to be well lubed.
I guess. So it's anyways, but I just
it's very dry.
Yeah.
Very dry. Oscar, you've had the chance to hang out with Louis for a few days now. What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Actually, Oscar has slept with me for the last 3 days.
Well, no. Oscar, would you care to rebut?
Yeah.
I hope Oscar's parents never listen to the podcast.
And watch the way you say rebut.
Oh, good God. Oscar, come on. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I don't know. In my defense, I've been drunk all the time. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But
very well said, Oscar. Very diplomatic.
So, yeah.
Blame it on the alcohol. Yeah. Just another one. Yeah, there you go.
I think
Oscar agrees.
And it's
agrees.
Very dark in the room.
I think Louis is a very funny person.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you're very funny, very witty. I mean, me and Ron aren't really funny. But, I mean, Louis's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah. Very witty. We came in at 4. I think we stayed up talking till 6. It was hilarious.
You guys were up until 6 talking?
Yeah.
Well, they woke me up at 5:30 on the bed. No, you guys must have went to bed at 5:30 because that's when I went to bed.
Oh, probably.
And you woke me up and I was like incoherent.
Yeah, yeah.
You brought a star in the house that night. Or morning, I should say.
But I was freezing out there. I mean, good thing you guys, I mean, vultures could have got me.
You were freezing and dude on.
Yeah.
Dude on.
All the dude on day.
There you go. That's the name of the next one. You okay with that? All the doudan day?
You want to be hacked again? Are you serious?
I like that. All the doudan day.
Are you trying to piss off the guy in Turkey?
I don't think the Kurds would like that.
I mean,
why don't you dedicate this one to the Kurds?
The scary thing is the epilogue underneath. Long live Tupesh Morga Kurdish. What does that possibly mean? That was on there too.
Well, that's a hate crime. I'm really upset.
It's a hate. He hates Italians who do fireworks podcasts in Cabo. He's very specific.
I mean,
in his hatred.
So first of all, we got this is what I see in the world. We got the Hillary supporters and Republican protesters, they don't work anymore because every day they're talking about something.
Okay.
Then we got the Atlantic, Falcons. Falcons.
Yes.
They get very cranky and are complaining. I mean, you see the guy clearly had the ball in the end zone and then they're still saying, no, it wasn't a touchdown. I mean, so they're protesting.
Right. Well, that's.
And they get very cranky, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you got these Turks are not happy with our name of the podcast. So now you got them all pissed off. I mean, at some point, don't any of these people have to work? Someone's got to go to work.
Oh, right. Somebody. Well, yeah. And it's apparently just you and me.
I know, because I mean, everyone else is doing nothing. But I think you should consult me before you name this next podcast, unless you're secretly working with the Turkish guy to piss him off or just cost me $185 more dollars.
You don't like all the do-down day?
Well, you know, one of Johnny's favorite sayings is, when you get lemons,
turn it into lemonade.
Make it lemonade.
Yeah.
So when you get a curd.
What
could you do to make that better? And I said curd with a C, by the way.
Okay, but see, that's what I understand. If they're from Turkey, why wouldn't they be called turds?
Well, because they're Kurdish people.
It's a religion.
Kurdish is a religion?
Like a tribe.
Oh.
They're a group, like Christians and
this
Jews.
Is one of the reasons I sold my Britannia encyclopedias, because you two apparently know everything. So I don't have to even... I sold the encyclopedias because I don't no longer need to open them up anymore.
What would you put on the shelf now?
Just silly sci-fi books, because you guys don't get into that.
Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, so Kurdish is a religion.
I think it's a tribe, like the Indians, the Navajos, and the...
Oscar, why don't you Google that, see what Kurdish is.
Well, yeah, the Kurdish. What? But if they're a tribe, now do you remember? Because years ago we used to watch TV, and then it was a commercial on littering, and there's an Indian guy
the
standing
Indian with the tear in his eye.
Well, he's an Indian standing along the highway in full gear. You know,
he Italian?
No, he was Indian. And then somebody just throws a McDonald's bag and stuff and just hits his
right,
feet.
Right, right.
How American is that?
And
is
he's
that
crying.
66?
But everybody thought, and I researched this, everybody thought that the Indian guy was crying because people littered.
What did you find out?
He was crying because he's like, man, we sold all this for a bottle of rum.
Oh, good God.
I mean, seriously, they gave all that away for a bottle of rum.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was glass beads.
No, rum.
Oscar has an answer. What is Kurdish?
All right. According to Wikipedia, it's the Kurds, also the Kurdish people, are an ethnic group in the Middle East, mostly inhabiting a contiguous area spanning adjacent past of eastern and southeastern Turkey, Iran, northern Iraq, and northern Syria.
So he's
the Kurds are culturally and linguistically closely related to the Iranian peoples, and as a result are often themselves classified as Iranian people.
So do we get a ban on these Turkey people? Because
I think Iranians are banned. Well, no, the ban got abolished.
Well, Turkey's pretty good at Thanksgiving.
Well, and there's estimated.
Can I name it that? Turkey's pretty good at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, go ahead. Well,
All right. Well, let's take. Do you got more?
Yeah, there's 30 to 32 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so worldwide.
Talk about needle in a haystack. We got to find a guy who listens to fireworks podcasts.
Well,
they found fireworks podcasts.
Yep.
You must be big in Turkey.
Well, what?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Ironically. Do you have an office in Turkey? You appear to have something all over the world.
We don't have an office in stuffing.
I want to do this. We have like a couple more things to do. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and finish it up. All right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Independence Day is really something. A day that's really grand. When lighting firecrackers, don't hold them in your hand, or you won't have a hand. Don't hold them in your hand, 'cause when they go off, all your fingers get fried, and you'll be left with only stubs. An ugly sight, ugly sight, ugly sight. Really something, a day that's really grand. When lighting firecrackers, don't hold them in your hand. You'll hear a big kabam, and you won't have a hand. Don't hold them in your hand.
Listen, but you did, and we thank you. Ron and John want your feedback, so log in to fireworksbrigade.com to get in touch with the show.
We're back. You know, as we were watching the game today, I was kind of, until the very end there, I was out of it because I was fearful that my, you know, because Louis again with his the puck is, Ron can't even bet on if the puck is black. So I was like, oh man, this is going to be just due because we made a big deal about paying Louis out of the bet because he was ruining my mojo. And I thought, oh, now he's going to have more ammo against me because he took this side and I'm going to lose because obviously it looked like
it looked very bad.
Yeah, it looked bleak for Tom Brady and and Giselle and the rest of the people. But, you know,
and it got so bad, I was watching two lesbians at the bar more so than I was watching the game.
Well, I don't think anyone could really fault you for that.
Well, I was flabbergasted. Yeah. I was sitting there making out, you know.
It is Cabo.
Yeah.
What happens at Cabo never happened. I saw a t-shirt today. It's like,
oh, that's kind of cool. So, but anyway, so that's how bad the game was.
Yeah, that's how bad the game was. But the thing is, you know, now that I'm thinking back on it, it was real literally just me and you as Patriots fans, and the rest of everybody in that place was all for Atlanta.
But no,
and they were all very mean, so I got one thing to say to them.
And as one gentleman to another, I just want to say I really hope he can get Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah,
that's take all that. The Atlanta fans, they can all take that. Yeah. We hope they all get Lou Gehrig's disease.
You know, the funny thing is I was watching the waiters at, you know, Abolongo, and they did a great job, by the way, and it was really kind of a lot of fun. And they, you know, but I was watching those waiters, and they'd walk by our table, and our table was very kind of quiet and down, and we were drinking just more because out of depression, you know. And then when the waiters would go by the Falcon fans, they're like, yeah, they're high-fiving them. And then all of a sudden when they lose, the wait staff just flipped on to the Patriot side.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
They're like,
they
high-fiving me.
Yeah,
so
true.
Basically, I mean, you know. And then the one, now that was pretty cool, too. I was sitting out there. Well, two things happened because we were sitting out kind of on the street, but above. I was resting my drink out on the rail of the bar, and a guy walking by the sidewalk just grabbed it, took a swig, and then put it back. You know, I looked down, I'm like, oh my God, my drink's empty, you know, so.
Right, right.
And I think it was when the lady tried to shove an iguana through the railing, and I think that's what he did. They bait and switched us. They showed us an iguana, you ran away like a little girl.
Like a little girl.
Yeah, a little girl. And then, and all
I heard him say eek.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, my drink was empty. But then that other guy walked by, and he said, Merry Christmas, and he handed me a sealed pack of cigarettes.
Regular cigarettes?
Marlboro cigarettes. And it had a picture of a lady laying there with, like, a breathing hose and everything like that. And I see those cartons of cigarettes at the duty free and at the Los Cabos airport. It's almost it's quite funny to read some of them about. I mean, just warning, if you kept reading all the warnings and they're really hilarious, you don't want to do anything. You don't want to smoke anything. So this guy just handed me this fresh pack of cigarettes. And then right after he did that, there was a younger guy walking by with a cigarette in his hand. So I immediately threw him the cigarettes and said, Merry Christmas. So I paid for it a little bit. And then,
how generous.
And that guy.
Here's some cancer sticks for
you. Yes. And that guy was sitting with a bunch of Falcon fans. And then after they lost, he's hugging me because we won.
Yeah. Turncoat. Fair weather.
Turncoat.
Fair weather, turncoat, whatever you want to say.
But I mean, at least I did give him the cigarette. So the hug was not fake. It was probably a combination of thank you for the cigarettes and we won. So.
Right, right. Well, I could tell you one thing that the Atlanta fans are going to be doing.
Protesting?
No. They're going to be turning to porn.
Really?
There was a study, yes. Sex in the Super Bowl. That's from Time Magazine. A major victory by the favorite team of a male sports fan does more than simply cause the fan to scream and yell. Seeing his team dominate on the field can cause a man's endocrine system to ramp up and production of testosterone, and where there is testosterone, there is desire to seek out sex, and where there is a desire to seek out sex, there is often a population searching for pornography online. So, but you have to.
I'm gonna have to look into that.
You don't have to be a sports fan to know that the victory and the defeat of another individual team can feel very personal to those who are cheering on the sidelines. You probably remember how you felt. I don't even want to say this line. You probably remember how you felt, for example, when Obama was first elected president of the United States. Apparently, it goes up like if your candidate loses as well.
Well, yeah, we really found this out. This last election, how many people are just flabbergasted and still complaining.
So if you win, you're more interested in porn, or if you lose?
Well, I think I'm getting to that. Research found that in the week following, let's go to this. In Super Bowl XLVII, the Seattle Seahawks crushed the Denver Broncos in a 43-8 victory. Remember that? Butch's place.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. After this win, residents of Washington State, so this is the home team, the winning team, or no, wait, yeah, the residents of the winning team took to their computers to look for porn. Keyword searches for the top five porn keywords increased in that state by just under 8% relative to the previous week. Residents of Colorado, on the other hand, the losing team, found something else to do. Searches for the same words in that state fell by almost 2%.
So instead of going to Disneyland after they win the World Series, they go to Fantasyland?
Right, yeah. The previous year, we saw the same story, Super Bowl XLVII. Narrow victory for the Baltimore Ravens against San Francisco 49ers. After this victory, residents of Maryland increased their porn keyword searches by an average of 3% relative to the previous week, and residents of California decreased theirs by 5%.
Well, okay, it makes sense if you're thinking about it. A lot of people are watching Super Bowl at parties.
Yes.
And some are watching on their computers.
Right.
So if you are at a big party and your team loses, pretty much you go home, you have nothing else to do.
Right.
If your team wins, like our team won, we stayed until wee hours of the morning because we're still celebrating.
Exactly, exactly. But I just thought that was interesting. So if your team wins, you know, more people go look for porn. But, you know.
No, if your team...
If your team wins, you go on this website for more porn. You're backwards.
You know, I got it backwards. Well, what else is new? Story of my life.
And then there's people that do it, well, the game of sound, like the lesbians from the bar.
Yes.
they don't wait for the end. They just go for it.
Were they going at it? I missed that. They were
clear the table.
They were doing like their own little happy ending, and we weren't even at happy ending.
Really?
Yeah, they were going at it. I missed it.
I don't think we were far from happy ending, though.
No, we weren't. We were.
They were really, really. Yeah. I missed that.
You know, we're when all I walked that by, close to a happy ending.
I heard the girl tell the other girl, I'm a really great kisser.
Really?
And the girl says, how do you know? And she said, my mother told me.
But <Ba-dum-ba. laughs> you need a rim shot here.
I got enough. And I guess, and Ron's going to probably edit that. I mean.
No, I'm not.
Okay. I wouldn't edit that. No, there's nothing wrong with
that. Then when Louis was at the bar, I told another girl that was at the bar, I said, Louis is a lesbian trapped in a man's body. And I think he responded.
So true.
And I think he responded. What did you say? You said
I've been fighting this since I was born.
Yeah, and then
I was born this way.
Yeah.
In honor of Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
That was actually a good halftime show.
And that was a great halftime show. A lot of, you know, for me it was really good. There was a lot of fireworks, a lot of fire, and you know, I liked that. It was good.
A lot of pyro. Yeah, we got a lot of tweets back on our tweet.
How about those droids?
Yeah, the droids were cool because we were
drones,
talking about droids.
Not droids.
If you had a droid here, John, that would be awesome because you can fly a thing right over the ocean from your back porch.
Yeah, I really want to. I think we're gonna have to invest in a drone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, they had like 1,000 of them making stars and patterns and.
Well, you know, we were watching that video. The other day on the Phantom Pro 4, and it was two guys like me and you,
right?
And they're playing with a drone. And I thought to myself, it would really be cool if me and Ron were out playing with a drone instead of recording a podcast at 3 o'clock in the freaking morning. can we go to bed now?
No, we got a couple.
Well, wait! Isn't the Phantom
Pro 4
kind of a fire cake? You mean fireworks? Isn't there one named Phantom something?
That's a name of a company, Phantom Fireworks.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're not here to discuss them because we don't really need to give them any more advertisement for free. Anyways, but we did, went to a bar in the marina that was about a 6-block walk.
We walked, yeah.
And it was slow and there was nobody in there. And the bartender said, you just missed everybody, which I heard that for many years at Carmichael's. But anyways, but once again, like I said, I got lemons that I made into lemonade.
Right.
So by the time I left the bar, I decided to make a new firework label and how I know what I'm going to do with it. And then we're going to frame it and we're going to give it to the guy at Usual Suspects.
The name of the cake is going to be Usual Suspects.
So, and then we really need to get our happy ending label over to the guy at Happy Ending, too.
You could name a firework Aldi Doodah Day. What was your, is that what it is? No. All right.
No, I don't want the Turkish guy to come hack the store.
All right. All right, yes. I'm sensing we need to wrap this up because it's late.
Well, can I just say one thing?
Okay, well, yeah, no, I'll talk for another hour. It doesn't matter to me.
Did we mention what they gave us at Hotel California when we were leaving after the podcast?
No, I didn't. I see it's sitting here on the table, though.
Well, I thought it was really sharp. First thing that came to my mind was the movie. Help me out with that movie with Patrick Swayze, God rest his soul, and Whoopi Goldberg.
Dirty.
Which
Ghost.
Ghost. Anyways.
Yes. He looked nothing like Patrick Swayze.
If Patrick Swayze was Mexican.
No, so anyways, we walk out of the restaurant, and there's a guy spinning a sculpturing wheel with his foot. Yes. I guess you'd call it sculpturing
wheel. Well, that's
how
you spin those, I think.
No, they have them where they spin automatically.
Oh,
like,
do they?
A motor, yeah. I've never seen one like that, but I guess Mexico, and it's kind of like...
Well, that's probably old-fashioned, yeah.
So anyways, he was out there sculpturing, you know, and I did not realize that he sculptures stuff, and he gives it to you for free.
Complimentary,
as
yeah.
a token of coming to the restaurant. So the only thing is it's made out of clay and made out of fresh clay, so...
And you have to... We have an hour ride from San...
Yeah,
he
gets done spinning this thing, and Louis gets a... Kind of like a fountain.
You got a bank, which is fairly stable.
It is a traditional Mexican fountain.
Yeah, and I have one in my my foyer here. So anyways, we got the fountain here, but it was wet, and then Louis had to basically hold this thing
like
in
a little
his hand,
baby bird.
And then I took a little ceramic piggy bank
and Vitamin T had a turtle, which are very low centers of gravity. They didn't tip.
So the only thing I thought of on our hour ride home from Todo Santos,
you were trying,
is if I drive fast enough, I could tip this fountain over just to get even with Louis for whatever he's done to probably to you. He has really done nothing.
No,
to me,
he
you
doesn't
know.
Do anything. To
he
anybody.
Makes
he's
me
just,
laugh. You
he's
know.
Just Louis.
He's just Louis. But anyways, and I thought, you know, after I started hitting around 100 miles an hour and the fountain wasn't falling over, at some point I was like, you know what, we're just going to have to give up, you know. And finally.
You succeed.
We got one turn. I think we were going about 85 on one turn, and the fountain come over.
Yeah, it's what, 1-2-3 level fountain. It's about 8 to 9 inches tall. It's very... awkward. We needed scaffolding to keep it up, unless Louis, like I said, held it like a baby bird, but he mishandled it. And
Louis, did you notice what I noticed?
And then
first of all, I would like to thank you for keeping the vehicle on the road mostly between the lines.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, I don't keep the car in between the lines when I'm driving fast like that because I'm using the apex of the curbs. Because I did go to the Skip Barber School of Driving. So, and there's no reason to keep, and there's no reason to fight to stay in the white lines when there's no one behind you. So that's why we go through and around the lines, because we're about racing. We're not about, you know, obeying the law. But, Louis, did you notice one thing I just noticed 2 seconds ago?
Yes, I did notice.
What?
We worked very hard to put this back together after the guy. We worked longer on repairing it than the guy did making it.
You even put, like, toothpicks in there as rebar.
We put toothpicks in it.
Wow.
We reformed it. We watered it. It was doing amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it actually
firm
is
it up.
It actually is a fountain. You can use it as a fountain.
And to firm it up, we put it in the Cabo Sun, which may have been a mistake because it appears to have shrunk dramatically and fast. There are cracks.
Kind of like something in the pool when
think,
the weather is cold.
Do you think we rushed the drying process?
I think we may have rushed the drying process.
And we don't know how the pig is doing out there. Pig's been out there for 2 days.
The pig is probably just fine because...
But you know what I found out?
What did you find
from
out?
From Oscar?
Uh-oh.
He told me that that's very common, the piggy bank in Mexico. Uh-huh. And that particular bank, once you put your allowance in there, you have to break the bank to get it out because there is no plug at the bottom of
right.
the piggy, which I didn't even turn over the pig to look because it's kind of wet and, you know.
Well, yeah, it's
but clay. But besides all that, what I noticed, because I'm a numbers guy, Ron looked at that little fountain and said that's 8 to 9 inches tall. So obviously He's
That's not 8 inches?
He's lying. He's been lying all along to Pauline.
Oh, wait, that's 8 inches?
I was thinking that, the same thing.
And that's what he keeps telling Pauline. That's 8 inches. That's 9 inches.
Give me a ruler.
You know how that happens, right? Yeah. You know,
Oscar, give me a ruler.
Guys like Ron tell their significant others, this is 12 inches.
Yeah, exactly.
About how far do you think my hands are, Bart?
Yeah, I'd say that's about an inch and a half.
Inch and a half.
Yeah.
So now you compare that. You're right. It's about 9 inches.
All right.
Yeah, that's about nine. So, 9 inches on Ron's math. And so he failed miserably with the inch test. And then we went in a bar that has a huge, everywhere you look, are dollar bills hanging and signed all over the place.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Ron is a banker. Now, I asked Oscar how many dollar bills he thought, and he failed miserably by saying 500. And I counted out a little section that had 140 in a little section. So, and then Ron responds with about 400, about 4,000 maybe, not 400, you know. And it's about $5,000 to $6,000 easy,
because
I would say.
Because I've been here with vitamin T for the last 4 days, I've been on a nonstop, you know, drip of tequila and beer, so my functions might be a little.
So are you saying your alcohol level was low at that point?
Yeah, it was too. Yes, it was too high. I don't know what I'm
but
busy.
Once again, I learned something all these trips. So when I go to make my payment to Ron's bank, I'm just going to give him, you know, whatever amount of money I have, and say, yeah, no need to count it. It's 3,000, you know. And then, because obviously he doesn't know how to count.
It's 8 inches.
I've got the ruler here. I'm going to get it out as soon as I get done. But if that is 8 inches, then
you'll apologize.
No, then I'm John Holmes.
Okay. And you are John.
And I am John.
Right. And ironically, with Ron the banker, I would have thought he knew what it meant when you break the bank.
Yeah.
What is the origin of break the bank?
Piggy banks, just like he just said.
Is that like breaking the internet?
No.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know about the breaking the internet. The only thing I know is Rena broke Ron's bank.
But that may continue. She may not break the bank.
Yeah. All right, let's finish this up. We have one more Starnak to do.
Oh, no, we can't.
Please, we have to.
Oh, my God.
We have to. Come on.
Are you crazy?
Come on.
It's 3:30 in the freaking
morning.
It'll
take us 2 minutes.
Reasons Johnny may not do this.
Oh, my God. I'll give you reasons.
We'll let Oscar hold the microphone.
Oh, my God.
Oscar, are you sure that's a microphone, Oscar?
Yeah, there you go. All right. Come on, we have to do one. These are all specifically made for Cabo, so we have to do
it. We're going
to
do it real quick.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited today to welcome a very distinguished visitor who is making a special appearance here on this episode of Fireworks Brigade in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, as we sit here poolside at Casa Star. Heaven has no brighter star than that omnipotent master and the East... I don't know what I wrote there.
East and
Master of the East and El Chapo's favorite mule, Starnak the Magnificent.
Yes, Ron, may a crazed ATF agent fondle your sister's mariachis.
Maracas. Oh, welcome again. Nice. Welcome once again, oh great sage, famous seer, all-knowing, all-seeing, and former master of ceremonies at the El Squid Row Mother-Daughter Company Picnic. I hold in my hand these envelopes. A child of four can plainly see these envelopes have been hermetically sealed. They've been kept in the glove box of a red motor scooter since noon today in Sammy Hagar's garage, and no one knows the contents of these envelopes. But you, in your borderline divine and mystical way, will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never before seen them.
May a Mexican weirdo lower his tamales into your mother's guacamole.
All right, please, let's get started.
I must have complete silence.
All right, Starnak is requesting silence. Let's go. Here's the first envelope.
As I hold it up to my head.
Hold it up to your head.
He's killing me.
I gotta see this.
I'm gonna shoot
it
up.
It is 3 a.m.
Okay, as I hold it up to my head, and we are in Cabo San Lucas, all that comes to my mind is Land's End, Million Man, and Corn.
Land's End, Million Man, and Corn.
Name an arch, a march, and a starch. Oh, my God.
Come on. Okay. Number two.
Number two.
Hold it up. You got to hold it up to your head.
I'm holding up to my head, and the only thing that comes as I hold my head is V8.
V8. Tear on the other side by the logo. There you go. V8.
What kind of social disease can you get from four Lord Black strippers? Oh, my God.
Next.
As I hold this envelope up to my head, the only thing that comes to my mind is what happened to me a long time ago in Hong Kong. Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night. Three Dog Night.
What's a bad night for a cactus? Oh, good God. May a lovesick fruit fly infest your sister's nectarines.
Oh, that's just mean.
As I hold this envelope up to my head, the only thing that comes to mind is executive action.
Executive action. You're getting the hang of this now. Executive action.
What does President Trump look for in a singles bar? Once again, he's going racist on me.
That's not racist.
Well, may a placer stripper with a cash play with your with a rash play with your face.
Oh, good God, that's mad.
As we sit here at the table at 4 a.m., the only thing that comes to my mind is Baja, California, sir.
Baja.
California, sir.
California,
is
sir.
It Baja or Baja?
No, that was yesterday. Baja, California, sir.
How do you answer the question, what's your name, from a drill sergeant if your name is Baja, California?
Baja, California, sir. There you go. Come on. That's a good one. There are some.
These are very good.
There are some mean ones in here. I think Starnet got a little mean, so I think we take a shot at everyone, including Vitamin T, who's not here to defend himself.
Well,
just wanted a forewarn.
For Vitamin T, I say may a diseased cruise ship passenger sneeze in your margarita.
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
Only a few more.
I'm since this is a Star Fireworks Fireworks Brigade. I'm thinking debate is coming to my mind.
Debate. Debate. Debate.
What does a Cabo fisherman use to catch D fish? Oh, my God.
Debate.
Debate. The plane, boss. The plane. Okay.
Hold the microphone a little closer. There you go.
I am seeing Cabo Wabo. Lingonberry and Ron the Banker's sex life.
Cabo Wabo, Lingonberry, and Ron the Banker's sex life.
Oh my God, I'm... Name a club, a shrub, and a nub. that... Make your sparkling water be secretly bottled in Tijuana.
Ah, yes.
As I hold this up to my head. Oh, my God, we still got two more. I'm reading. I'm getting Suicide, Kentucky Bluegrass, and Louie on a Wave Runner. Care to repeat those?
No, go ahead. I think it's Suicide. Okay, go ahead.
Suicide, Kentucky Bluegrass, and Louie on a Wave Runner.
Ah.
Name a squad, a sod, and a cloud.
A clod.
Okay. Well, this is a funny one because we were just talking about this. I'm seeing in my head Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island.
Where does Vitamin T have the best chance of a clean liver? Oh, my God. Poor Cindy. As I hold this up to my head, I am getting the feeling of a half a bottle of tequila, drinking the water in Mexico, and long, slow, deep, wet tongue kisses from Johnny Starr.
Ooh.
This ought to be a good one. Way they get a load of me. Name three things that will make you puke. Oh, my God.
And I hold in my hand here, John, the last envelope. Thank God we can all go to bed now.
May a crazed lizard unravel in your underwear. Well, as I sit here across the table from Louis, the only thing that comes to my mind is El Chapo.
El Chapo,
which I said for the record, Louis and El Chapo does not look anything like Sean Penn. Okay. El Chapo. I'm getting good at that. Look just like Johnny Carson.
You do. You're getting good at it.
Describe Dino's inner thighs after running a 5K.
El Chapo. There we go.
Poor Dino. Dino cannot miss one podcast, can he?
Well,
thought we'd have to get him in. Well, thanks everybody for sitting in.
Oh my God, yes.
We're all going to bed.
We're all yawning. I gotta get to bed. I just need to lay flat.
All right. So long, everybody. Talk to you later.
Good night.